Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Family Dental.
For 75 years, NCMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Turn it up.
Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back. Hour number two. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Coming up in about a half an hour, we will head to Orlando, catch up with our friend Dave Sproul from KASI 1430 in Ames. Give us the latest on the scene in Orlando, Dave Sproul. Right now, you heard the music. That means Bama Bob, Trent, and I are going to talk about college football. The games today, the games tomorrow, then Bama will rejoin us on Thursday. We'll take a look at the games that day and, of course, the games into the weekend. Hello, Bama Bob. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did, Ken. Pretty good. How about you?
I watched Madden. It was phenomenal. And I watched the Beatles.
I missed that, but I recorded it. I didn't watch it, but I did record it. Good to know.
Yep, you'll be glad that you find yourself. I think it's 90 minutes time to watch it. It is incredible. You forget so much. And if you have... what the hell was the Get Back on? Disney? Disney. It's so good, Bama. My God.
Oh, the Beatles documentary,
yeah.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah, I do have. There's very few streaming services I don't have, unfortunately.
Really?
Okay. I'll give you another one just real quick.
All right.
Musically, it's Netflix. I think it's called, it's a kind of a history of drummers on Netflix. It's
okay.
Called Count Me In. It's really pretty good.
What's the dude's name? Ginger Baker. Gingerbread, redheaded guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was with Cream.
They talk about Keith Moon and they're talking, a lot of contemporaries. It's more discussion than performance, a little bit, but you got a lot of flashbacks and everything. It's really, really, I enjoyed it. My daughter turned me onto it, and it's a 90-minute thing called Count Me In on Netflix. Really, really good.
Trent, can we send this as our and more segment this week.
There it is.
So we checked
knocked
that
it out early.
We did. We got it done on the first day that we're back. All right, back to sports with Condon and Miller and Condon here. Bama, let's get into the games itself. Has there been one? I don't want to go back on all of them. Just give me. Is there one that's been played so far that's resonated more than the others? If there is,
we talked about. The UAB game, the Missouri Army game, I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, good for Army beating an SEC team. The Florida UCF game, I thought was really entertaining. At first I couldn't figure out why is Emory Jones playing? He's in the portal, but then a couple buddies of mine who are Gators pointed out that Richardson was out, so if Jones didn't play, they were basically going to have no quarterback. So Jones, to his credit, put off his entering the portal, played, and then went into the portal right after that. Now, didn't win the game, but at least gave him a chance and made it a competitive game where it probably wouldn't have been otherwise. But, a lot of chatter, of course, from UCF coming out of that, about how they own the state of Florida and
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
we'll hear that. And look, you've got Gus Malzahn as your coach. You don't own anything. you got a real coach down in Miami now. We'll see about Napier. I'm not sure about Florida State, but listen, you do not own the state of Florida. But, just cancellations again, Ken. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, I just was really hoping we'd be past that, but we're not. Let's just pray that next year when we're talking about this, we're not talking about, Central Michigan having to go to the Sun Bowl or whatever. drive.
Yeah, that was a big payday for them in the conference, though. I mean, I couldn't believe that there was some, well, do they really want to? Of course they do.
Yeah.
You're getting $350,000 for playing on YouTube.com as opposed to half or 500 or whatever it is, $5 million for playing on CBS.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty easy
choice. You know, Marshall was willing to play two ball games.
I saw that.
Before Rutgers stepped in. So I'm like, you know, sure, why not?
All right, let's get into it, fellas. We got seven of them to look at. The Fenway Bowl will not be played tomorrow. Trent, Auburn and Houston. I'm going to ask both of you this question. So if Auburn that shows up, the Auburn that showed up in the Iron Bowl shows up against Houston, I don't think the Birmingham Bowl is going to be that competitive. But I give Houston all the chance in the world because I don't think Auburn will.
I don't think they will either. I think they put everything into that game. They had so many opt-outs. Of course, Bo Nix has already departed. He's got his new destination. I think this is maybe even towards a rout. Houston excited to be there. Opportunity against an SEC team. What's left in the tank for Auburn? There's talk about what they're going to do kind of going forward. New schemes, new schematics that they're going to be doing with the coaching staff and Harsin in year number two. So, yeah, I'm on Houston. This one is just underway, and the Cougars are on the march. What are you doing over there? You're watching watching the news?
What channel's ESPN? I have no idea. I'm watching, what's Megan's show?
Oh, Megan,
Channel 13.
On Channel 13.
She's really good.
Yes, she is.
And we don't have sound, but she's very personable.
I was wondering what you're
she
doing.
She comes through our TV. What channel's MediaCom ESPN?
I'll find it for you.
All right, thank you. Bama, Auburn... I mean, what Auburn team shows up, Bama? I'm kind of leaning like Trent is, that Houston's going to run away with this game.
Yeah, I don't understand the line on this. I saw it as like a 1-point game. I mean, I'm all over Houston on this one. My son's at this game right now. He says it's a big crowd, nice day, beautiful new stadium, Protective Stadium. That's UAB's new home right now. So this was a really good get for Birmingham to get, you know, it only seats 40,000. So you're going to get a lot of casual Auburn fans. You know, the weather turned out okay, probably a lot of walk-up sales, but you know, in terms of the game, I mean, you know, you mentioned Bo Nix is gone. T.J. Finley, their best corner, McCreary is opted out. There's just so many. Auburn's in just such a transition phase right now, and I think Houston's come to play. I think they don't care about the record. They see an SEC team on the other side, and they just want to, they've got that whole, I don't know, little brother complex, even though they are moving to a Power 5 conference in a couple of years. But we saw it with UCF against Florida, and I think we're going to see it today. You know, they fired Mike Bobo after the last game. I guess it was all his fault that Harsin decided not to go for two in overtime. That's Mike Bobo's fault, you know, to end the game. But, you know, whatever it is, it is what it is. It's a big turnover. I think Auburn might be able to move the ball a little better than they did against Alabama because I think Finley's probably going to be a little healthier. And you're right, man. Houston's just going right down the field on this defense. But, I like the Cougars. I like them big. I hate it, for Auburn and the fans. But this is a program that really needs a reset. And resetting, getting rid of Gus Malzahn wasn't the reset. You got to reset it now. And is Harsin the right guy to do it? There was a lot of West Coast job openings that he was affiliated with. He stayed, didn't get them for whatever reason. If he just stayed one more year at Boise, he'd be the coach at Washington or, you know, one of these other big jobs out west right now. But he's here, and we'll see what he can do. But I don't think it's going to be today.
Trent, Air Force Louisville is a pickup. Air Force had a really good year. Louisville's quarterback Cunningham is really gifted. He can chuck it. He can run it. He's a dual threat. Do you have a feel?
Not in the game. I don't think that you're going to see a whole lot out of the defenses on both sides. I look at the total in this game. I like that side. I like the Air Force side if I had to pick one, but I think you're going to see points. The veer option that you're going to see out of Air Force, very difficult to prepare for, even with the time that they've had. And on the other side, Air Force hasn't seen a dude like Malik Cunningham.
No.
I think you're going to see points. I think this is going to be a shootout. Should be a fun one here in the afternoon.
Yeah, close game, Bama?
I think it could be a close game. I'm with Trent. I like the over on this. I think, Louisville's kind of struggled a little bit to stop the run game. And until you face this type of we've talked about it before with these service academies. You can scheme for it all you want, scout team, until you see it and how they execute it. It's just, you can't prepare for it. It's just so hard to prepare for. I'm looking at that, Air Force's quarterback, passing yards on the year. They didn't throw a pass in their last game against UNLV. Mm-hmm. I think they'll need to throw a couple today because you're right. Cunningham, I mean, I saw a stat. You know, he needs a couple hundred yards in the air and on the ground, you know, maybe 20 or 30 on the ground and a rushing and passing touchdown. And he'll do, what Lamar Jackson did when he won the Heisman. And it's like 3,000 passing, 1,000 rushing, and, you know, 20 passing touchdowns, 10 rushing, whatever it is. And, you know, the last guy to do that was Lamar Jackson. He won the Heisman. He's the real deal. And you're right. Air Force hasn't seen this. You know, UNLV didn't run out a guy like Cunningham. I don't know who's going to win the game. I haven't seen either of these teams play much all year. I think I mentioned before we have our guilty pleasure. Louisville's my avoid team. I do not know why. I just don't like watching them. Maybe it's the shiny helmets, whatever it is. But
didn't they play weren't they in prime time on Labor Day weekend?
Yes, they were.
I think they were, right? That's maybe where I saw them.
Yeah, and I just, 6-6. ACC team, you know, why would you watch him? I did watch a little bit of Air Force a couple times this year, but you know, it's kind of the same thing. You know what you always get with these service academies. So rooting for Air Force, no real feel, but I would lean on the over on this, even though it's a 54.5, kind of a high total. I think we're going to see points.
Trent, Mississippi State, you know they're going to throw it. I mean, that's Mike Leach after all, and he's got a good quarterback to move the ball around. And Will Rogers, who threw for just, what did he throw? 5,000 yard, whatever, threw for a bunch. Look, we know about the Mike Leach. Texas Tech, he would love to run this score up if he gets that opportunity. Will he?
He will. I don't know if he gets that opportunity, though. I give a little something here to Texas Tech. 6 wins this year, had the coach fired in midseason, mm-hmm. still were able to rebound and do some things. I just have a feeling, because everybody goes with that line of thinking, right? Leach is going to run it up, and they're going to do those things. And I think Texas Tech at least hangs around here. Mississippi State will win. I like them on the money line, but I don't want to lay that many points. It almost feels too easy, if you will.
Bama, what do you think about this game? There's a lot of folks that this is one of their betters. This is one of their plays of the whole bowl season because they see the Mike Leach factor playing in a big way into this. Do you buy it?
I don't really. Look, he left there in 2009. I mean, he had all the stint. He had the stint in, out in Pullman, and now he's at Mississippi State. I mean, just coaching outposts. I mean, Lubbock,
that's a great point.
Pullman, Starkville. Yeah. Holy crap! Does this guy just want to make money and not be covered by anybody? I mean, by any media.
Yeah.
Mississippi State's a better team. I don't know much about. I mean, Texas Tech 6-6 again. Got their coach fired. Played tight against Baylor the last game. Beat Iowa State. Tough against Baylor. I think there's just so much with these opt-outs and who's really invested and who's not in these bowl games, and more so this year with COVID, and who's going to show up, who's going to test positive 3 hours before the game. Is Rogers going to gonna all of a sudden not be available, which changes the entire equation. All things being equal, I like Mississippi State. I might like them on the 10. I'd probably buy it down 10.5, down to 9.5, maybe. I don't know about the over. Mississippi State's defense is pretty good, and I don't know that both teams are going to be able to go up and down the field. This is so tough. I'm not buying the Leach factor. I think he'll run it up just because that's what he does. I mean, you've seen it against other teams, and where he's going for it. For whatever reason, with under 2 minutes to go at fourth and goal at the 5, and he's throwing a play action or whatever it is. I mean, you've just seen that with him. That's just what he does. That's how he's wired. I really can't imagine there's anybody at Texas Tech that's left that, ticked him off to the point that he's going to want to run it up. So I'm certain his players, aren't thinking that. Well, I'm not certain, but I would be surprised if they are. But I'm not buying that. I do buy Mississippi State. I like them in the game. I would probably buy it down a point to cover. Texas Tech, I don't know what they are. Crumby getting his last game. They got a new coach next year. Are these guys playing for the new coach, to audition, or are they just packed it in and, don't really want to be in Memphis right now?
Trent, UCLA, NC State, I think Fox has this one.
Yeah.
Holiday Bowl should be. I think it's got a chance to be a fun game today. Thompson Robinson. It might be, Bama. It might be. UCLA's got a good quarterback. NC State, we've both been on NC State. Yes. We're on them all year long as far as their win total came out at 6, and that was a gift. Can they keep it going?
I think so. You know, Devin Leary has quietly had one of the best seasons as a quarterback. 35 touchdowns. Only 5 picks on the season. Kept them in a lot of those games. 2 really tight losses. The Mississippi State loss early in the season was a tough one, but this team's been right there all season long. UCLA won their final 3 games. That offense continues to go. DTT has really played at a high level, too. I think we're going to see a fun game again here tonight, but I lean towards the Wolfpack, though. I'll tell you, if we do get to 3 at some point today, I might grab UCLA in that field goal.
So that half point means, yeah, it does. Interesting. Bama, let's get your take on this one.
Yeah, first of all, I love the venue. They're playing at Petco Park for the first time. Mm. They tore down the old Jack Murphy Stadium where they used to play. I mean, how many great Holiday Bowls are in that stadium, by the way, and Charger games and everything else. But progress. But I love playing it at Petco Park. It's a really nice stadium when you look at it. I think it's got a chance to be an excellent game. You mentioned Thompson Robinson. I mean, listen, this guy is just – he is a difference. He is the difference for UCLA. When he plays, they are dangerous. Go look at the last 3 games, 44, 62, 42. That's the points they put up. Granted, it's against Colorado, USC, and Cal. But that being said, you're right about Leary. I've seen them play several times. Yeah, they're coming off a really, really nice win over their big rival, North Carolina. Close loss to Wake Forest. I mean, this has been a really good team all year that nobody really knows about at all. I like this one. I the coaches seem to be having fun with it. They seem to be taking it seriously. I've read some, you know, some pregame notes and stuff about, you know, they're really trying to, you know, keep their players isolated because they don't want this game to get lost, basically, because this is a big one. This, you're talking about, you know, a network game, prime time. This is a big payday for both these schools, and I don't think either one of them want to lose that. The game itself, I'm going to go with NC State. Robinson, I mean, UCLA's quarterback is just the X factor. He can win it. He can wreck a game. He can, you know, you can come in and you can scheme all you want. You can game plan all you want. But again, NC State ain't got nobody like him on their scout team. And he can turn nothing into something just so quick. And he is the absolute difference, in my opinion, for them. When he plays, he is it scares you as a defense. So I think NC State's a better team. I think it's going to be a close game. This is the one, if you're going to tell me I can watch one game today, this is the one I'm going to watch because I just think it's got a chance to be really, really good. And, I mean, I hope it is, certainly. But I love the venue. I love the 2 teams. 2 really good coaches, 2 programs that want to be there. They're taking it seriously. So I think this has got to be a good one. I'm going to take the Wolfpack, but, man, not real confident. The over-under is at 60. I think that might be a little bit high just because I think both defenses are pretty good. They're not great, but they're okay. I mean, both teams are in the 30s. I guess I could see that. But might lean toward the under, but I'm really looking forward to this one, especially in prime time. I think it's got a chance to be really good.
Keep an eye on field conditions being played at Petco, as Bama mentioned. A lot of times these baseball stadiums, their first time hosting, you get bad footing, you get those kind of things. This is something I'm going to be watching right away to see, you know, they have the right cleats. Is there something going on here? Maybe playing it under because of that. Field conditions, this is one you want to tune in right at kickoff.
Excellent
point. They've had to reconfigure the stadium, too, and take out some right field seats. And usually that means you're putting down new turf, you know, or patching in turf and all that. Because that's an excellent point. But I just like the venue here. This is the first time they've played at this venue. You know, they're building a new stadium for San Diego State. I'm sure it'll move back there. But it's a 5-year deal. So we'll get a good, you know, they'll be able to work some kinks out. I remember, you know, they played one in San Francisco at Oracle Park at one time. Both teams on the same sideline. Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
We've seen the
Pinstripe Bowl, the one at Fenway that unfortunately got canceled. Yep. I mean, it's just
Inside Bowl used to be played at the home of the Snakes.
At the Bob.
Yep.
Yeah, Wrigley Field. I mean, what was the Northwestern played a game? You had to worry about running into the wall in right field. Yep. I mean, my God, there's like a foot and a half outside the goal line, but I'm with you. This is interesting. The configuration is going to be fun to watch. I think the game's got a chance to be good too.
Let's go to the Big Ten, Big 12 matchup, Trent. Minnesota, West Virginia. The Gophers favored by a handful.
Yeah, we talked about this one a little bit earlier in the program. I'll go back to the podcast and hear that. I'm on the Minnesota side, and I think you are as well.
I am too. Bama, how about you?
Yeah, big time. I mean, I just nothing to get excited about West Virginia. And look, I don't even like Fleck. 8-4 after losing their best player in the first half or the first game of the year. You got to give them a lot of credit. They were right in the West race right to the end. Look, Tanner Morgan, you're right. He's kind of meh, whatever you want to call it. I think the kid's tough, and I just think he's going to come and he's going to compete. And again, that's kind of all you can ask. It's late. I love it. You know, 9:15. You know, Ken Miller will never see the end of this game, but. You know, he might make it to the kickoff, so I think this will be fun. But I'm all over the Gophers on this one. I like the line. I like their total. I just nothing about West Virginia excites me. I just especially outside of Morgantown, where they're so tough to win. But yeah, I'm all over Minnesota on this one.
All right, we got three games. We have 6 minutes, and we have no shot. As we turn the calendar to tomorrow, Maryland Va Tech will get the day started in the Yankee Stadium, the Pinstripe Bowl. Trent Condon,
it's a pick'em. Virginia Tech is kind of hovering out there without a whole lot. I hate to do it because I hate betting on Mike Locksley, but I'm gonna be grabbing the Terps here in the pick'em game. Are they more excited to be there? I think they are. Again, you're looking for motivation here. Yeah. Locksley's got his team in a bowl game for the first time at Maryland. I guess that's why I lean Terps, but not real strong conviction.
I have no opinion on this game whatsoever. None. Bama, how about you?
I'm kind of the same way. I mean, both these teams had to win to make a bowl game. They were both 5-6. I mean, Maryland had to beat Rutgers, and they did. Virginia Tech had to win on the road at Virginia. They did. Now Virginia's bowl game is canceled and they're playing in the Pinstripe Bowl. So I think both teams might be pretty excited to be here. 6-6 again, Virginia Tech. I mean, what are they? I don't know. Maryland, I'm with you. Locksley, I don't trust. I like Tagovailoa. I don't know about the 3.5, but again, fun game. This is one of those games. I don't know how far apart these two schools are, but it can't be far. I mean, this seems like a game that should be played in a regular season. You know, it's a Big Ten, ACC kind of game that they should play in each other's stadium, but they're going to go play in Yankee Stadium. I think the fan bases will be excited. I'm going to be interested to see what the crowd is. Who brings more crowds? Who has more juice in the stands tomorrow? And I think that could go a long way toward determining who wins. As far as betting this game, not a chance, man. I don't know anything about. When you look at 2-6-6 teams, like you said, what's motivation, want to, excitement level, all that kind of stuff. I just, you know, these are just two mediocre teams who happen to be separated by a couple hundred miles, going to go play in New York in Yankee Stadium. Be fun.
Let's go to Clemson, Iowa State. Here's something that's not getting maybe the conversation that it should be. Xavier Hutchinson apparently had surgery on his thumb, and I think that's kind of flown under the radar. Campbell made that public either before they got on the plane or once they got to Orlando. Clemson's got a defense, but they don't have their defensive coordinator. He's now the head coach at Oklahoma. And Venables meant a lot to that defense, let's be honest. I don't know about Clemson's offense. The defense is their calling card. Iowa State has no Breece Hall. They're excited about Jahrell Brock. Of course they are. I'm going to bet $1 on Iowa State because we're forced to bet these games in Bet Rivers. So I don't know. I think this is a good game, Trent.
Motivation for Clemson.
Not to the extent that Iowa State's motivated.
Justin Ross is not going to play. Mm-hmm. The offense has been a disaster.
No, their receivers are terrible.
Right.
They are injured.
And quarterback play has not been what anybody anticipated with DJ this season. I think Iowa State's motivated. They're happy to be there. They're excited. A way to cap off what, yes, was a frustrating season, but to send these guys out in a positive note. Jahrell Brock will get his opportunity. Mm-hmm. We'll see a couple of new running backs out there for Iowa State. Really comes down to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy can win this football game, and I think he will for Iowa State.
Bama, do you see it that way?
Yeah, I'm a little worried for Iowa State on the surface because without Hall. But you're right, this Brock kid, man, I've been reading about him. They're excited. Now, you know, here you go, son. You know, go play Clemson. Now, Clemson's got a lot of opt-outs on defense. They also have a lot of depth. I don't worry too much about the motivation factor with Clemson. I think Dabo Swinney's been there, done that. He's coached. He's won national championships. He's coached in big games. This is not where they thought they would be. Granted, nobody did. Thought they would be at 9-3 and playing in Orlando. If these two teams were to play, you would have thought it'd be in the Orange Bowl at the beginning of the year. But I just think Dabo. Listen, he's going to let those that want to leave. He's going to let them leave. He's got enough depth behind them. I think he's going to just use this as a, hey, next man up, here's your opportunity, whatever kind of thing. All that's great. So I give the coaching advantage a little bit there to Clemson, although I really like Campbell. But you're right, man, God, their quarterback stinks. He's just really bad. Iowa State has a good defense. I'm really interested to see Brock. I want to see, can he be the next guy in line for them? Can they start kind of building a little running back factory? Breece Hall's meant so much to that team.
Well, David Montgomery before him.
Absolutely. He's so good, not only running, but in the passing game. And, you worry about, new players. Clemson, I think, is going to send the house at Purdy. I know you mentioned Venables is gone. I think this is a game where maybe a new guy's, auditioning for that job, for the defensive coordinator job or whatever. I think they're going to be aggressive. They're going to come after Purdy. I kind of like Clemson in this one. I'm just not big just because they're so limited and Iowa State's defense is good. And Hutchinson, is he going to play? How effective will he be?
Yep.
I like the big tight end for Iowa State. I think this is going to be a fun game. This is a game I really wish these two teams were about, 10-2, 11-1, because I think both of them have that kind of talent. They just didn't play to that this year. But of all the games in the next few days, this is the one. This is a lot of high end talent that's just going to happen to play in a kind of a middling bowl game in Orlando.
Let's see if we can get through Oregon, the Alamo Bowl, Oregon, Oklahoma in 2 minutes. Venable's new team is Oklahoma. Oregon. They kind of been, I'll use your term, Bama, all year long.
Yeah.
Oklahoma didn't live up to expectations. Spencer Rattler's not the number one pick in the draft, or he won't be.
No.
Jackie's going somewhere else next year, as we know. He'll be in South Carolina. I don't know, Trent. I still think Oklahoma's got, I don't know. If I had to, I'd take Oklahoma.
No Thibodeau. They can't get to the quarterback. They don't stop the run. They don't tackle very well. Against Williams, that is not a recipe for success. I think Oklahoma big. Mm-hmm. I think Bob Stoops has made the phone call to Barry Alvarez. How do you do this as an interim? He's having fun.
Yeah,
there's
point.
A tequila company that's coming after him saying instead of a Gatorade bath, he apparently endorses this tequila. Dump that on him after the game. It's just on and on and on. Stoops was asked about it. He said, what are they going to do, fire me? He's having fun with this. He's got a chance to hang around with his sons this week leading up to it. I think this is Oklahoma. This is Oklahoma big. This is one of my best bets of the bowl season. I've been on it from the get-go. It's up to a touchdown now, not getting that same number. Still love Oklahoma in this spot.
Interesting. So tequila bath. We saw French fry bath earlier this year in the bowl game in Boise. Do you have a strong opinion on Oklahoma, Bama, or do you like Oregon?
No, I don't like Oregon. I was on them at the beginning of the year. They've just done nothing to excite you all year. I mean, really in big games. Is their best win maybe against Oregon State? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the two Utah games especially, when they came up against a really good, motivated opponent, they just rolled over. Their coach is gone. They got an interim guy coming in. I guess they promoted Lanning. But,
Lanning, yeah.
Apparently, yeah, he's going to coach in the playoff game. He's going to be the one calling the signals. I mean, so who's leading this team, I guess, is the question. And the answer is nobody. You mentioned Stoops. He might be a little too loose for this, right now, yeah. If they were coming up against a better opponent. Because like you said, what are you going to do, fire me? Ha ha. Well, you got to have a little leadership. And I think he'll play it to win. I think this is important to him for whatever reason. I don't know, not sure why he agreed for this other than a little publicity or whatnot. But I don't think he's auditioning for anything. I think this is just a one-off, and he's enjoying it, having fun with it. And I think the players will be relaxed, and he'll just tell them, look, screw what's happened, during the season, and it didn't go the way we wanted, and whatever, but listen, you got a chance to go out on top and have some fun, and I think they will, and I'm with you. I like Oklahoma, especially. I'll even lay the touchdown. I don't care. I mean, Oregon's just done nothing, and I don't know who's leading that team. I don't think they have any leadership on the sidelines, and I don't know that these players really want to be there.
We're out of time, Bama. We will talk to you on Thursday. Thank you, Bama Bob. Appreciate it.
Look forward to it, guys. Take care.
Yep. Good to talk to you. Bama Bob, Trent and I going around college football, the 7-pack that awaits us today and tomorrow. Dave Sproul, he's in Orlando. He'll join us from the scene of the Cheez-It Bowl, Clemson, Iowa State. Sproul next. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
Line, wolfroofing.net.
With year-end approaching, you may have a surplus of dental care as part of your health plan. Fuller Dental has appointments available between now and year's end. Visit fullerdental.net or call 515-266-3437. 266-3437 to schedule your appointment at Fuller.
Occurring this spring.
Do you remember when America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, won their first Super Bowl with Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and company? It's been a while, but the answer is 1993. Do you know when Wolf Roofing started roofing houses? That's right, 1993. Wolf Roofing has been around for a long time. For your next roofing project, put the experience of Wolf Roofing on your side. Find them on the web at wolfroofing.net or give them a call at 515-225-8866. Or on...
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book. Right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem?
Ride.
The Central Iowa Sports Network is your home for year-round coverage of high school athletics in the CIML and the only place to watch Des Moines Menace Soccer, providing coverage year-round and always streaming for free on YouTube and at CISN.TV. Subscribe to CISN-TV on YouTube to stay up to date on upcoming events. Like and follow on Facebook and Twitter at CISN-TV or visit their website at CISN.TV. CISN TV, the home for live local sports.
All right, welcome back, Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Trent and I live tomorrow at the Chicken Coop, 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. We'll do our show there tomorrow from 10 until noon. Dave Sproul is in Orlando. I'm just reading a tweet from the SOB, gloating that it's 80 degrees. We fought through frozen roads, ice storm to get to work today. Dave Sproul, you don't feel bad at all, do you? Nor should you. How are you?
Yeah, I do not feel bad in the least, as a matter of fact. I think I like it here a little bit better. It's a nice 80-degree day and partly cloudy sky in Orlando, and I will definitely take it.
I bet you will. Hey, Dave, the Xavier Hutchinson news that I think came out, it was right over, it got lost in the shuffle. The fact that he's had surgery, I think it's on a thumb. And I didn't, when I listened to, and you listen to Matt Campbell closer all the time, trying to, read between the lines in this case, what's the chances of Xavier Hutchinson? Is he 100% going to play tomorrow, coming off that thumb surgery that we know he had following the TCU game?
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly the kind of surgery it was, what the kind of recovery time is, but to say he's going to be 100% probably would be a stretch. I'm sure he'll give it a go and try to play, but he might not be, at his full level of effectiveness. So that'll be something to watch for, certainly. And, Clemson's got some really good corners. I mean, we're talking All-American level type talent out there. So that's a matchup you don't want to be, at 100% if you're Xavier Hutchinson in Iowa State. So that's going to be a really, really key factor in that game to see how it goes. I expect a defensive battle, and if Hutchinson is limited, that might become even more the case.
We've talked a lot about the Iowa State opt-outs, of course, Breece Hall being the headliner there. How about Clemson? How many guys, and are there a day away? Is it over, or there still be maybe more news that comes down today, a guy or two deciding to sit this one out?
Yeah, from what I understand, there aren't many or any really opt-outs for Clemson. Their big issue is injuries. Right. They've had guys, dropping like flies the last few weeks of the regular season. I think Dabo Swinney said today he's missing like seven guys just in the kind of the receiving core, I think it is, he said.
Right.
So, I mean, they've been shorthanded for a bit, and that'll be the case tomorrow. He also said he's got a few guys in COVID protocols. He mentioned one by name, which I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but he didn't give an exact number or too many details on that. So
Clemson's shorthandedness will probably come from more of that from the COVID protocol and the injury front more so than the opt-out.
Yeah, the wide receiver position, I mean, they are decimated. It's all injuries. You're 100% right. And I think I read his quote from somebody that was at the same press conference you were at. I think the Covey said there's a couple of guys that have COVID issues. So something to watch for certain. Dave, you're right about the secondary for Clemson. I think the offense for Clemson is going to struggle against Haycock's defense. I see this as a low-scoring game, Dave. Is that, the consensus down there amongst the people that you're listening to, talking to, is this going to be a low-scoring football game? Will the defenses on both sides of the ball dominate tomorrow?
Yeah, dominate might be a strong word, but they'll definitely have the advantage because, you know, I think you look over the course of the season, both the defenses for these teams have been probably the more consistent aspect. Certainly for Clemson, maybe more so than Iowa State, but they've been good all season long for both teams on the defensive side. And you take Breece Hall out of the equation, and Xavier Hutchinson is limited. That doesn't help things. And all the guys who can't play for Clemson, and DJ Uiagalelei has been,
nice.
You know, not quite the quarterback everybody expected him to. Although, yeah, I've been practicing that pronunciation, so I had to lay that out there for you guys. So, yeah, definitely, you know, the defenses are going to have a big advantage on both sides of this game. And, yeah, I know the under I heard is 44.
44, yeah.
I might take the under on that one.
So, of course, we're going to see a lot of Jahrial Brock. But what about the two freshmen, Silas and Sanders? Who, of those two, who are you more excited
to? Well, and they're both they've both played four games.
They have, yeah. Yeah. Who, though, are you more excited to see out of those two running backs?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it was Sanders had some nice runs back in the UNLV week. He's shown some things. They've both shown some flashes mm-hmm. and things. So, I don't know if I can really pick one or the other. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't totally rule out the possibility of one or both of those guys playing, even though it would burn a red shirt.
Yeah.
Because Tom Manning, you know, when he was talking to the media on Sunday, I think it was, he was asked about Jahrial Brock, and he really didn't give a definitive answer as to whether it would be Jahrial only or if, you know, some other guys might get to play. So I wouldn't rule out, you know, maybe those guys burn in the red shirt because who stays for 4 years anymore anyway?
Yeah.
So, totally wouldn't shock me if one or both of those guys, as young guys, get some action.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you're going to burn, don't you just try and burn one and split them up class-wise if you can, whether that's Sanders or Assad's? Good question. I don't think Brock will go the distance in that spot. Guys, you know who I think is going to have a really big game tomorrow, especially if there is something to the Hutchinson injury? We know. I think Noel's going to do well. But I think this is a Chase Allen game. Curtain's coming down. Look, we know they're going to try and take away Kohler. Might Chase Allen have a game tomorrow, Dave Sproul?
Oh, yeah, I could absolutely see that happening because of just what you said. You know, they got the shutdown corners there on Clemson on the receivers on the outside. But, yeah, and Kohler's going to draw some attention there at tight end. But we've seen Chase Allen at times step up and make some big plays for Iowa State because, you know, if you've got to commit to Kohler, you're going to have to leave somebody open. Now, it is a big advantage for Clemson that they can basically go one-on-one with their corners and maybe, you know, some safeties can come up and help out on the tight ends a little more. But Chase Allen is probably third or fourth down the list of guys you have to worry about for Iowa State when it comes to receivers and tight ends. So that could open some things up because he'll be able to take advantage of some soft spots. We know Brock Purdy is really good at finding guys to get into open space.
Dave, with that, you're down there. We're on the precipice of the game. What's the contingent like? I'm sure you run into Cyclone fans and wearing the T-shirts and the hats and everything, but we talked about the lack of excitement leading into it. How's it been in Orlando? A little light, or are you seeing more people than you anticipated?
I think it's about right where I anticipated. Not that I have the great ability to see the future or anything, but I was checking out. You know, I'm actually down here with the charter that came down yesterday. And so I was surrounded by Iowa State fans pretty much all day, and I still am today. I'm at one of the events as part of that charter excursion. So I've been chatting up some fans, and the folks who are here are excited to be here. And it's a good number. This is kind of an expensive trip, and with the economy such as it is and people being maybe a little more careful with the pandemic, that you don't get the numbers that maybe you got a few years ago for San Antonio or even for Memphis. But it's a good, still a good number, and the folks who come are going to be, you know, the motivated folks who are really passionate, and they're going to be out in numbers to, or at least full-throated, to be vocal and supportive of their Cyclones.
Dave, we will talk to you tomorrow. We're going to have you on early in the program tomorrow. Try and hit a different audience about 10:30 Central Time, if that's good with you. Thank you for doing this for us, Dave Sproul. We look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
Sounds fantastic, guys.
Thank you. Enjoy your day. 80 degrees. I know you will. Take care. Dave Sproul. See you, buddy. KSI 1430 on the AM dial for Dave Sproul. Yeah, he was on the alumni charter.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I heard he was on. Good for him.
Those charters are fun.
Yeah, they are. They really are. We'll take a time out. And I still think there's some to the fact that Cyclone fans now are, they realize, you know, maybe we're going to have to spend some of this money that we'd set aside in March.
Yeah.
Where they didn't think they would in the past.
Those Kansas City trips, talk to a lot of Cyclone family, and they're already geared up for KC again.
And they didn't have that opportunity, right? No. You're not going to go down last year and the year before that.
It was shut down.
It was shut down, right.
They played that night before the world came to a close in the sporting world.
Jesus. It just stopped.
It was
wild. We'll come back. Trent's Play of the Day. Circus Sports sponsors that. That's coming up next. We're Miller and Condon. We're on Des Moines Sports Station 106.
The Chicken Coop is the place for great food and wings with three metro locations. The Chicken Coop has the best fresh, never frozen wings. Buffalo, garlic jalapeno, buck nasty, tropical heat, pepper teriyaki, garlic parmesan, and so much more. Along with steaks, burgers, ribs, and a children's menu for the little ones. And don't forget about the Chicken Coop's daily lunch and drink specials. Catch all the games at the Chicken Coop in Ankeny, Urbandale.
Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Back to Miller and Condon on KXNO and Trent's Pick of the Day, presented by Circus Sports Iowa.
All right, Miller and Condon, final couple of minutes here on a Tuesday. It was nice to turn on the TV yesterday morning at 10 o'clock and have a bowl game, wasn't it?
Gee, would have been better to have one in the afternoon on top of it.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt either, right? But because the Monday night game last night was just atrocious.
It was bad football.
Oh, can you imagine having bet the Saints and knowing that you have no chance?
They can't move the football.
Couldn't move the football to save their lives.
At the end of the half when they got the stop, the missed field goal, and Sean Payton's freaking out. And
well, because they gave back the timeout.
Yeah, and pumping up the team as they're running and trying. My wife's like, what is wrong with Sean Payton?
I thought he was wearing a man's ear, by the way.
Oh, yeah, keeping everything in line.
I thought that's what I saw. But anyways, it's time for the Circa Play of the Day. There's certainly plenty of opportunities.
Uh-huh.
We know you love your college hoops, as you're pretty successful at it.
So. Yeah, I'm going to take Drake money line against Mount Marty tonight.
Okay.
No, I'm just... There are some huge college basketball lines, though, tonight. Texas Tech favored by 29 against Alabama State later this afternoon. Gonzaga by 33 against North Alabama. Baylor by 38.5 against Northwestern State. Texas by 34.5 against Incarnate Word. Your money line, just all those together. I don't even know numbers that big. They probably don't even have a money line.
I saw the Goodman tweeted out there was like 30 games scheduled tomorrow and 15 of them were canceled. There's a bunch, anyways.
Really?
But there's football, Trent. Let the bells ring out and the banners fly. Are you playing football, playing basketball? What are you doing?
I am going to be playing football, and I'm going to go with one we've talked a couple of times today. I am going to lay it with the Gophers. I am going to, again, motivation. Phil Fleck's not going to let his team just kind of roll out there, right? He's going to have them fired up as much as he can. Because of that, that's kind of the direction that I'm heading.
You don't like the Wolfpack, huh?
I like them. I don't love them.
Yeah.
I like Minnesota better. Even that weird number. I hate that 5 number.
Right.
I just hate it. You can do alternate
lines. Who do we get
lines.
For the Fox game? Do we get Klatt and the Screamer?
And the Screamer.
What the hell's his name?
Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson.
I would guess.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't like Gus Johnson.
Yeah, you're alone on an island.
There's not very many of us.
There's a few of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty vocal. There's plenty of people that don't like any broadcaster,
right,
though.
That's true.
That's just the way that it goes. Yeah. But ultimately, I wonder if I'll see the end of this one. So you're talking 9:15 at best.
No, 12:30?
At best, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it tonight.
Well, let me know how that is, how that goes. No, I'll see halftime. Halftime's the goal. I got a big day ahead of us. We're at the Chicken Coop at 60th and EPR Ashworth tomorrow. Then we got Iowa State at 4:45. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What a great time for that.
That's one you don't want to nod off.
And then Oregon-Oklahoma at the Alamo Bowl to bring the curtain down on Wednesday.
We got a little Hawkeye hoops tomorrow night also, Western Illinois
what
game.
What time is that game?
That will be, I believe it is a 7 o'clock tip. Let me make sure it is. 7 o'clock against an improved Leatherneck squad,
BTN Western Illinois. Does BTN have that?
It's BTN Plus as of right now. Yeah,
good. Well, I'm out.
We'll see if they add to it. I gave you the password. You're good over there.
Yeah, I know. It's football. We're in our final week of college football, and this is a tune-up for the Hawks.
Very,
I think I could miss this one.
Very, very sad that it's coming to a close.
Oh, I know. It goes so fast, doesn't it? But it was a fun year.
It really was.
All right, Murph and Andy, their show starts today at 1, although Keith, as we know, is in Orlando. I assume he'll be a part of that program. Chris Williams is in Orlando, and the Fanatics are supposed to slide in here at 3 o'clock. I doubt Cyclone Insider's on tonight.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's a weird week.
It's been Randy's for sure there. I don't know if Hines is there or not.
They could have put one maybe in the can,
maybe
though.
Maybe they did.
You never know.
Well, we do know there's
local
programming.
We got Wolves basketball tonight at 7 o'clock, yes.
They didn't cancel. I thought I saw
that. I think you're right now.
That they've had a bunch of games canceled or postponed due to COVID. Thanks for being here with Trent and I today. We certainly appreciate it. Mitch Holt is tomorrow. Cappy tomorrow. Dave Sproul tomorrow. And if you like sports wagering, Mike Palm from Circa.
Come see us at the Coop tomorrow.
That's right. We'll be there from 10 until noon. 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. Appreciate you being here. We're Miller and Condon, weekdays 10 to noon on Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXN.